to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
And we've got a lot in store for you.
Yeah, it's application update week. Basically.
It is, yeah. So, and you have a theory on this that I want to hear.
I do. So first thing is NINI Awards.
Mm-hmm.
So Laura Forey started blogging about this, but we are doing an actual event, a celebration of the community and Channel 9.
Wow.
So it's going to be a physical event at Mix. I think we may have some VIP party stuff going on, too.
It's gonna now be, you tell me. I'm not going to Mix.
People that were nominated actually get passes as well. So kudos to Jennifer and the team. Mix 11 is going to be huge. One of the coolest parts of it will be our 90s party. But the voting is available now. So lots of different categories, including who's your best person that covers Microsoft?
Who's
so
my
your favorite?
Favorite,
yeah, I should
aside
say.
Aside from myself?
Aside from, no, this is more like reporters.
Oh, okay.
I think this is going to be a tough one.
I like Todd Bishop.
Todd Bishop's up there, yeah.
Firm but fair.
Think about it. You have Mary Jo,
mm-hmm.
Ina Fried, Long Zen,
mm-hmm.
and Todd Bishop. Like, that's four horsemen of the apocalypse. I mean, that is going to be a tough, tough vote.
Horsemen and women?
Yes, four horse persons?
Yes.
That sounds weird.
So,
let's see. What are the categories? We are nominated. So, do you have the script built to auto populate?
Yeah, I'm running the load test now. So I think we're shoo-ins for sure.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, very good. So, definitely vote. And kudos also to Most Helpful 90s. We have, let's see, I think it was Sven,
mm-hmm.
Bass, and Little Guru were nominated for their work last year, and I think
and
all three of them have been
on our show.
I know. So it could very well be that
not that we have favorites or anything.
Yeah. It's only we only support and vote for you if you've been on our show. So kudos to everybody, the nominees, and definitely make sure to get your vote up.
Yeah, and come to Mix. Apparently,
speaking of Mix and voting, is Open Call. So what Open Call is allows a community to put session titles and descriptions, mm-hmm. so that you can actually be presenting at Mix. So by the time the show airs, I think the cutoff is that day. So
after
you watch
4th,
this, after you watch this
Pacific time, February 4th.
After you watch this, make sure to get your vote on.
Mm-hmm.
So what sessions would you want to see at Mix? So this is cool, and I always love this stuff, and Mix is shaping up to be have a lot of excitement.
Cool. I like it. Hawaii Cloud Services.
Yes.
So after you've come to Mix, come to Hawaii, we'll be talking about cloud services. So these are, what are these, Microsoft Research Projects, right?
Yeah, so think about it this way. You are building a Windows Phone app,
mm-hmm.
and there's some things that you want, value-add services, for lack of a better word. So they have a Relay and Rendezvous service right now. The Relay one's basically to help cell phone A talk to cell phone B.
It's like service bus for cell phones, kind of, right?
Yeah, kind of. Without the firewall stuff, it's really about how do I find it. And they have some other ones coming that were mentioned in there, like OCR in the cloud.
Okay.
So we talked about the person that did the Zebra library for reading barcodes.
Yep.
This is reading text.
So I throw up my image, and then it will read the text for me and spit it back.
It'll basically change that into text.
Great way to cheat at CAPTCHAs using the power of Azure.
That's kind of funny.
Just throwing it out there.
I don't know how well OCR works on CAPTCHA, though.
Yeah, probably not. I would hope that it doesn't.
That's the thing it needs to fix.
Yeah.
And then speech to text as well. So, you know, give this thing and then have it talk back.
Wait, what? This service does that? You can give it speech and it'll send back a WAV file?
That is what it, yes.
Okay.
So that is how it's positioned. The actual things and how you record audio and mm-hmm. then have it come back. It could, I don't know what other MSR projects are kind of plugged into this.
You know what we need to write, though?
What?
I am Dr. Spatzo. You remember that guy?
No.
He came with all the Creative Labs, like, original sound blasters. He was this psychologist that you would basically type to, and he would type back, and he would do text-to-speech. I'm sure Larry remembers this guy, Dr. Spatzo. It was pretty awesome. They had a talking parrot, too. My brothers and I, we would spend hours. I'm kind of embarrassed to say so, but just talking to Dr. Spatzo, it was awesome. It was an artificial intelligence, like, text-to-speech thing.
Oh, you need a friend.
I needed one, yeah.
It hurts. all right, so moving on.
Yeah.
A lot of cool stuff. We've heard about this HTML5 thing. I'm on HTML6 personally because I beat the level.
Mm-hmm.
But for people that are still behind, VS 2010, SP1, a lot of good stuff in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
you now get HTML5 syntax support when you're looking at HTML5 code.
Right.
And some CSS3, not full CSS3. Mads Christensen goes through the specific features that they have, but this is cool.
Okay, and you get this in the... It's not clear from this post if this is available in the beta of SP1 or if you have to wait till the official release. Actually, no, he does say since the release of beta, there have been a lot of questions. So I don't think it's not clear.
After installing SP1, you have to tell Visual Studio to start using the HTML5 schema.
I see.
That's the big thing.
Got it.
That people are like, it's not working.
Yeah.
You guys are terrible.
That's how they talk.
Super.
Yeah.
That's my I want to nag Brian voice. OData.
OData for Windows Phone 7. So OData is kind of all the rage right now. And one of the nice things about Windows Phone 7 is you can actually consume OData straight into your applications. But to do so, it requires a bit of work, right? And so this tutorial actually takes you through step by step how you would consume OData within your application, within your Windows Phone application.
Yeah. Yeah. So because it is, you have to do their, they have a client library that makes it a lot easier than knowing the OData stuff. So kudos to Mike Ormond.
Yeah, and lots of really popular services out there like PayPal and eBay and Facebook have OData feeds now. So.
Oh, that's right. Facebook does, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
they sure do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, and Netflix, of course.
Data. Yeah, of course. Yep.
WP7 GPS emulator.
Yeah, so this is really cool.
Yeah, so Yohai Kiriati has a post on this on basically what it is. It's basically a client WCF app that communicates to a wrapper library so that it can fake the calls to the GPS to the emulator. So you do a pound if define and say whether, to use the fake library or the real library. But what this allows you to do is to fake your location such that I'm, in San Francisco, or I'm in the street corner.
I'm on the moon.
Look at me.
No, this is really cool. This is great for testing. So you could just feed in data. What happens when you pass the international dateline? What does your app do, right?
Yeah.
Those are some interesting scenarios to think about.
Kudos. This is something that a lot of developers were asking for, which is give me support for GPS so I don't have to go outside to test my app.
Yeah. I mean, as a developer, I should be able to sit in my mom's basement all the time. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So. Talking to Dr. Whoever.
Dr. Spezza.
And his parrot.
That's right.
Okay.
No, it's not his parrot.
Okay.
It's a different parrot.
No, whatever. Whatever.
Jeez. Don't tear apart my world.
Okay. Can we get a Quaalude? Okay. jQuery animations.
Yeah.
Love them. This is the, I want to have sort of that stretch effect, the nice easing stuff. ASP.NET, very easy to build menus. This is combines them, right? So I have an ASP.NET menu and I have specific items. So I'm going to have like home, browse, coding for fun, blah, blah, blah. And our menu, for example, if it was using classic ASP or ASP.NET, this allows you to use jQuery animation so that you can actually animate them. So there's a cool video image just showing the animation as it happens. But point is, we love jQuery. We love ASP.NET. Here's how to combine them.
That's cool.
Peanut butter jelly.
I think we need to bring back the blink tag using jQuery.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody has.
Bringbackthablinktag.com. It's a movement to influence HTML5.
Are you going
to
start this?
Sure, why not?
I would say for April Fool's Day.
Well, thanks, now they all know.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, like, you could do an entire thing. The way Google's decided to implement the new blink tag is completely unacceptable.
I like that, yeah. And so, I agree.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're doing interlace. We're doing progressive. Progressive is the only way to implement blink tag.
Exactly.
Steal our idea. So, more software. Now, what I wanted to get at, here's my theory. There's a lot of software that just released, like, in the last couple days. I think it's people wake up after New Year's. New Year's resolution. They're like, man, I had this project at 80%, 90% that hasn't shipped yet. I just need to do X, Y, and Z.
By the end of January, it's going to be beta.
Yeah, like, man, I can't believe I still haven't shipped this. So you're going to see a lot of software shipped for developers. Attack Surface Analyzer. So what this does is allows you to look in your OS. Maybe you install an application, maybe your application itself, like that WCF app, for example, that is emulating the service or the location service by Windows Phone. That could open a bunch of stuff, and maybe you want to analyze the attack surface of it. So this is good for IT folks to know what's going on.
But also for developers, too. I just installed a bunch of, you know, open source utilities or whatever. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just ran through WebPI, and it happened to install MySQL. What ports are actually open?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Yep. So that's cool. Attack Surface. Sounds like a board game.
Yes, Attack Surface. Yeah. Spark View Engine. So a very popular view engine for MVC. This new version hits MVC 3 and .NET 4.
And this is for use on Channel 9 as well, or
exactly.
You guys use it on Channel 9. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
So new version released.
Just eked it in at the end of January.
January 30th.
Yep.
January 31st.
The 11th hour release, jQuery
1.5.
Yeah.
This is obviously a big release. It has mm-hmm. the minified version for the smallest version.
Mm-hmm.
It's on our Microsoft CDN, so if you want to include jQuery... your projects, you don't have to do it. It's on a Google CDN as well. And they have the full debug readable version as well.
Nice.
Check out their page because they have just a ton of different new and improved and things that they've changed around for what actually changed in here. And then Wix, which is the Windows installer. I love the raw meshing. I think it's when setup isn't xcopy.
Exactly, yeah.
So this is via Greg Duncan, but lots of stuff in here. IS7 support, VS 2010,
yep.
Bugs, some of the things that they redid to clean this up, etc.
And if you're new to Wix, if you haven't used it, or if you'd like to become more proficient with it, Greg has some great links as well for kind of bootstrapping your experience around Wix.
Yeah, to help learn how to use it.
Exactly.
January 31st.
January 31st, another January baby.
So a lot of stuff just happened, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. So portable libraries. We talked about these last week.
Yes. Was it last week or the week before?
Yes.
It might have been 2 weeks.
Okay.
But Sean Burke.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea here is this is workarounds for common scenarios for portable libraries. Now, I like the guys are saying, okay, so portable library, we can build almost everything. Here's a couple examples you can't. URL encoding mm-hmm. and observable collections. So Sean walks through one workaround that you can do to get observable collection support in a portable library and still have everything just work.
Okay.
So definitely check it out.
Okay, I will.
Yes.
Yeah. Picks of the week.
Picks of the week. Okay. So, show.
Yeah, we
show.
Did talk about this one last week. It's part of the new MSR Labs, Dev Labs.
Yeah, right? Exactly right. Yep. Show Charles Met with John Platt, the guy who runs Show.
He's a good-looking guy. What? Just roll with it.
Okay. No. Yeah, he's handsome. This is so awkward. Is it warm in here?
Yeah.
So the point of Show is he walks through why they use Iron Python,
yep.
because it's some of the nice things around the REPL environment. The things I didn't know about are the visualization libraries are actually available as DLLs. So even if you don't want to use Show, you can use the visualization stuff that they built in mm-hmm. any .NET app.
Okay.
Similarly, all the linear algebra things where you're, you know, figuring out optimized way to, I don't know if you remember some of those optimization things where it's like how many cars can you get in the McDonald's drive-through in terms of distance and linear equations, stuff like that.
Like traveling salesman problems or queuing theory?
Yeah, that sort of stuff, queuing theory.
Got it.
Those libraries are implemented as C++, and all their math libraries are implemented as C++, but available via C++ CLI, so .NET developers can take advantage of them outside of Show. So, but then this
Got
video
it.
Just really also goes through what Show is, how to play with it, and how it's a playground for data, which I thought was a cute name.
So I can use them in my J-sharp apps?
Yeah. You can.
Okay.
That's what annoys me. that's really what annoys me, frankly. I'll just say that.
So my pick of the week, a lot of people have asked for this capability. So in Visual Studio 2008, we originally shipped Code Metrics. And Code Metrics are a way of looking at your code and calculating things, basic things like number of lines of code. So there's an objective way of measuring that, down to some really complex things like cyclomatic complexity.
Cyclomatic complexity.
Exactly, which is basically an algorithm that determines how complicated your code is. And so this can help you understand, well, hey, you know, we need to make a change to this library that's 3 years old that our team just inherited, and what's the first thing we need to do is understand this library. Well, if the cyclomatic complexity is really high, that may impact the estimate in terms of the amount of work it's going to take for us to go in and update that. And so there could be some things you could do to trim that down, refactoring, taking advantage of common libraries, that sort of thing. But in any event, a lot of people have asked for the ability to access code metrics outside of the Visual Studio tool. So for example, every night when I run my build, I want to get the code metrics data that I can use to kind of see over time, you know, is my code getting more or less complex? Maybe we should spend a few days refactoring our code.
The complexity number is lower is better, right? If I remember correctly, because I think that's like 86 is good.
No, I think cyclomatic complexity is on a scale of 0 to 1. If I'm remembering correctly.
Okay. Right?
There's like maybe five metrics. I'll have to go back and look at them. There's definitions for
each
one.
But you could imagine like, okay, something, we see it spiking in complexity. Why is that? Somebody should really spend some time factoring that stuff out.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, or just even reporting, it's like 80% of our bugs come from these three complex things.
Right.
That's where we should spend our time.
Exactly. So what Cameron Skinner blogged about is a release that the team did this week, which is actually bringing all the code metrics to the command line. So now you can run the command line against DLL. It'll spit out a code metrics XML file, and then you can take advantage of that from your builds or from wherever you really need to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love it. All right, cool stuff. Well, thank you, sir. Remember to get out the vote. Start the voting service.
Voting for the 90 awards and for the VisitMix sessions as well.
Exactly right.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks.